Today we're going to do our annual, we'll see the title, but I've been doing it annually in different places, Haggadah Shir, and generally what I like to do is I like to pick a Haggadah each year to do, because it makes my life much more simple, and you sort of get to see themes and what was meaningful about the Haggadah and about the Pesach Seder to particular Gedolei Torah throughout the generations, as opposed to just a potpourri of different Divrei Torah from different sources, which could be somewhat disjointed and are not necessarily developing a theme throughout the Seder. So I've been doing this for many years already, so it's harder to come up with Haggadahs that were written. I try to be machmir that it should be written as a commentary on the Haggadah. There are hundreds and hundreds of Haggadahs that are just like a collection of random Divrei Torah on Parshas Shmos Ve'erbal B'Shalach and are not really meant to be commentaries on the Haggadah. So I always try to choose something that's a commentary on the Haggadah. I try to make sure that it was written by the author himself and not by other people. So this year I'm compromising on that second one a little bit, but it's not such a compromise because it was that we're doing the Haggadah, or I'm using the Haggadah of Matisyahu Salomon, the Matnas Chaim al Seder Lel Pesach. He didn't write it, but he read the entire thing, and it was all based on his teachings, and it was meant to be a Haggadah Shel Pesach rather than a commentary on Chumash. And he writes in his introduction that he believes this is how one should experience the Pesach Seder, that these are not just vartlach that are nice ideas, but these are the ideas that we should be keeping in mind throughout the Pesach Seder. So that's generally what I'm looking for. For those, I'm not going to assume anybody knows anything. So for those who do not know who Rav Matisyahu Salomon is, he is the Mashkiach of BMG, the Beis Medrash Gavoa in Lakewood, New Jersey, which is a pretty prominent yeshiva. Prior to, he became the, I remember it was big news when he became the Mashkiach in BMG, it was 1998, so that was already 24 years ago, and it was like a big deal, because at that time he was already a world-famous Mashkiach. He was a Mashkiach in Gateshead for 30 years prior to being a Mashkiach in Lakewood. He's a Talmud of Rav Elia Lapian. I believe he learned by Rav Elia Lapian for maybe a year, maybe less, but it made such an impact on him that he considers Rav Elia Lapian to be his Rabbi Mufak. My only relationship with Rav Matisyahu Salomon, other than through his Svarim, is that when I was teaching in DRS many, many years ago, we used to, I wasn't teaching in DRS that many years ago, but many, many years ago, we used to go visit him once a year. We would take, as part of our 11th grade trip, we'd stop in his house in Lakewood, New Jersey, right before paintballing in Jackson, New Jersey. So that was the, on the way to paintball, you'd stop at Rav Matisyahu Salomon's house. So he would speak to the boys every year. He would say the same Dvar Torah every year. He would always say the Vart about and the Gemara tells us, the Midrashim tell us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all the other nations of the world, and each one challenged Maksivba, what does it say in the Torah? And Hashem was ready with an answer for each of them that they couldn't handle, and therefore they all rejected the Torah. But Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. So Matisyahu asked each and every year, he asked the boys, it was a different group of boys each year, it was the same Rebbeim, so I know that it was every year. The boys didn't know that it was every year. Matisyahu asked, and Mistama, when he offered it to Klal Yisrael, he also was ready with an answer to Maksivba. It's just that we never asked Maksivba, meaning obviously if we would have asked what does it say in the Torah, Hashem must have had something on ready to tell us that we would never have been able to handle, or that we would have thought we couldn't handle. So like, what was it? What did Hashem have in mind to tell us that we sort of avoided the question, we avoided the problem by just saying Nasa V'Nishma? So he said, probably Lashon Hara. Probably we never would have been able to handle, we would have thought that we couldn't handle the Nisayon of Lashon Hara, and Elamai, we can handle it, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us, if he gave us this mitzvah, it means that we're able to perform the mitzvah properly. But we never would have had a Hava Amina that we would have been able to handle it. So it's a good thing we said Nasa V'Nishma. That was the Vart that he told us every year, because we used to come right before Shavuot's time. So that was the Vart. One year I said, I enjoyed the Vart so much. It was the same Vart that Mashkiach said last year. And I shouldn't have said that, because he's like, oh, I feel so terrible, I don't need to repeat. I'm like, no, it's not the same boys, it's fine. So that was my only interaction, was where I made him feel bad. Rav Matisyahu develops, I didn't get that far in the Haggadah so far, and I'm going to give this shir probably in my shul as well, but I don't want to say the same vorts that I'm saying here that I'm going to say in the shul. So I numbered the vorts as I was going through them. So I'm going to say the odd number of vorts here, and I'll do the even number of vorts in my shul to be mashlim. But certain themes that I noticed, first of all, one theme that I noticed a lot that he emphasizes a lot is that the Seder night is not only retrospective, but primarily it is retrospective for the purpose of being prospective, meaning it's not only about Geulas Mitzrayim. The message we're supposed to walk away with on the Seder night was that Geulas Mitzrayim is a model for the Geula HaAsida, and therefore we're supposed to come away with the Amuna in the Geula HaAsida. That's a major point of emphasis that Rav Matzio has throughout many of the things that he sees within the Haggadah. Another thing that I've noticed in Rav Matzio's Haggadah is that he very often repeats the classic Divrei Torah of the classic Haggadah, Ma'aseh Hashem. Ma'aseh Hashem Haggadah, one year I'm going to do that Haggadah, I still haven't done that. It's like the classic Haggadah. All like the famous Divrei Torah that everybody says over every year, that's where it comes from, right? The Nesivus' Ma'aseh Nisim Haggadah is really a commentary on the Ma'aseh Hashem. The Ma'aseh Hashem was written in the 16th century. It was written by someone named Rav Eliezer Ashkenazi, who also wrote a commentary called Yosef Lekach on the Megillah. And it's really the Ma'aseh Hashem was originally a commentary on Chumash, but it had a section of commentary on the Haggadah which really took off. So that's been reprinted many times, the commentary on the Haggadah itself. The Rav Elazar Ashkenazi also wrote a commentary on the Ramban al Torah and on the Beis Yosef, but that never saw the light of day. I don't think it was ever printed. So it's a significant Talmud Chacham. So all of the strong Haggadahs always refer back to the Ma'aseh Hashem, because the Ma'aseh Hashem is the one who really set the tone in terms of how to write a commentary on the Haggadah. So Rav Matzio dips into that well a lot as well. And another thing that I noticed is that he often talks about in Haggadah how Sipur and Sekiras Mitzrayim is really about Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And this is just a method toward Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So those are the things that I noticed in Rav Matzio Salman's Haggadah. I'm sure there are many other themes that come up that I just haven't noticed yet, but this is just what I noticed when I was reading it on the plane. So he starts with this. We'll start with vart number one. Again, I'm going in doing the odd number of varts. So he starts with his introduction to the Haggadah as follows. That they tell Reb Chaim Brisker, once asked the Brisker Rav when he was a young child, why is it that we don't do a zecher on the night of the Seder for the Rechush Gadol? We do a zecher to so much that happened in the Yetzias Mitzrayim. How come we don't do a zecher to all the riches that we brought out of Mitzrayim? How come people aren't throwing around money or fake money, monopoly money or whatever at their Seder? We should do a zecher to the Rechush Gadol also. Not only to all the Nisim, we do so much about the Eser Makos and the Kriyas Yamsuf and everything else. Where's the zecher to the Rechush Gadol? And Reb Chaim answered to the Brisker Rav, or the Brisker Rav rather answered his father, that because everything else is still with us, all of the spiritual Rechush that we left with, we still have. But the Rechush Gadol, the physical Rechush, we don't have anymore. So it's not worthwhile, meaning it speaks to the nature of physical Rechush versus spiritual Rechush. The spiritual Rechush sticks with us, and therefore we continue to talk about each and every year. The physical Rechush, that comes and goes, and it's long gone. So it's not something that by its very nature, it's not something that's lasting. Even the richest people in the world, the wealth only goes for so many generations. It only lasts for so long. I read the biography of Paul Reichman, of Moshe Reichman, and I don't know if it said this in the biography or someone told me that he had planned to set up his family for 10 generations. He wanted to make sure that 10 generations would never have to worry about money for a day in their lives. And then Canary Wharf didn't work out, and he didn't die a poor man. You know, he was still a billionaire, but 10 generations is a lot, and it's almost impossible to set. Even Paul Reichman couldn't set up his family for 10 generations. So it's not, that's just the nature of physical Rechush. That's not something that's lasting. However, says Rav Matzio Salomon, I don't think that's the correct answer. He says, I think that's a nice answer for Brisker Rav to give when he was a child, but he said, I don't think that's the correct answer. The correct answer is that the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tafayin Beis, Yisadr Shulchanu Yafa Bekelim Noim Kefi Kochav. Shulchan Aruch says you should use nice dishes at the Seder. V'yachin Makom Moshavu Shiyeshev HaSeba Darachayrus, and you should sit like a king at the Seder. And comes along the Bir HaGra on that line of Shulchan Aruch where he gives the Mar Makomos and he says Yisadr Shezehu Bechlal Darachayrus Kemo Shekasuv Av the Demapik V'chule. We know how terse the Bir HaGra is in his commentary. The Bir HaGra says, you know, like the Gemara says, Av the Demapik V'chule. What is he talking about? What Gemara is he talking about? He's clearly referring to the Gemara of Psachim on Kuf Tezayin Amin Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that Amalei Rav Nachman L'Daru Avdei, Rav Nachman said to his servant Daru, Avda demapik le'mari l'cheres yovle kaspa v'dava, my boy le'memerle. Let's say you have an eved and his master frees him and he gives him gold and silver. What does the eved have to say to the master? Amalei boy la'duye l'shpuche. The eved said, you know what he has to do? He has to praise him and he's got to thank him. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, oh good, petart milom manishtana. Now we don't have to say manishtana anymore. Pasuk v'yam rav adem ayinu. And they skip right to avad mayinu. So instead of spending a half hour trying to get the shy child to say, you know, manishtana, he figured out a way around it by getting Daru Avdei to say that we should have shevach v'odah to a master that frees his eved with gold and silver. But l'chora, how do you see from there that you should use kelim noyim? Don't say anything about kelim noyim in that gemara. Remember, the Bir HaGra points to this gemara on the halach and shulchan aruch that says you should use your nice silver and your nice china. Where do you see that? Where do you see that in this gemara? So says Rav Matzio Solomon, it seems that Rav Nachman asked Daru Avdei, if a master frees his servant, why is he asking him this question? Because he wants to show him, he wants him to feel a genuine sense of what it would feel like to go me'avdus l'cheirus, and to learn from his answer, from the answer that he gives about what it would feel like on a personal level, the kind of hodah and shevach we're supposed to have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the national yitzia me'avdus l'cheirus. But look how Rav Nachman phrased the question. He didn't say if a master would let an eved go free. He said if a master would let an eved go free and would give him gold and silver, what would the eved have to feel? So he didn't. He included that as part of the question. Why did he include that as part of the question? Because apparently Rav Nachman was telling Daru Avdei, he was telling his eved that has to be part of the attitude and part of the feeling of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to be to lahodos lahalot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when he took us out of Mitzrayim, we were not like freed slaves that were now refugees and had nowhere to go and had nothing. No clothing, and we had everything. We had kesef and zav, derech cherus, like b'nei malachim. And that's why they were mesakein that yisader shulchan yafa bekelim noyim, that you should have nice kelim at the table to try to make sure that you do things top notch, top shelf. Everything should be really fancy. That's part of the kiyum. You know, we often complain about all these hotel programs, and is that really what we're supposed to feel? In a certain sense, yes. Meaning, in a certain sense, no. But in a certain sense, the idea that someone is serving you hand and foot, and that you could ask for whatever you want. I don't want lamb. Tonight I'd prefer duck, and they'll go out and they'll find a duck for you. Kosher, not kosher, I don't know, but they'll find a duck for you. Meaning, whatever you want, they're there, they're ready to serve you, give you whatever. That's part of the experience of the Zecher of the Rechush Gadol. That is Vart number one, Al Derech Hakdama, to the Haggadah. Another thing he says, Vart number three, I'm skipping. In the Nuscha Haggadah that we say, Matzah Zu Al Shema, Al Shum Shlo Hispik Vitzekum Shlo Vesein Lahachmitz, As Shnigla Le Melch Nachem Lachem Lachem Shbarchu Begalam, that we eat this matzah because the dough didn't have time to rise. In the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim, the Lashon is Kitzur. The Lashon is Matzah Al Shum Shniglu Avasein Mimitzrayim. That's it. Matzah Al Shum Shniglu Avasein Mimitzrayim. Not Lo Hispik Vitzekum Lahachmitz until Kol Shbarchu took us. So it's Tzarech Iyun. Why do we change the Nusach from it, from what it says in the Mishnah? The Netziv already asks this in his commentary on Chumash in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Gimel. Why is it that we change the Nusach? Furthermore, the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah Halacha Hey writes, Matzah al Shem Shenigalu. That's in the Mishnah Torah. In the Nusach HaGadah of the Rambam, Matzah Zushanoach Nal Shema, al shem shel hispik b'tzeikum shel rabbi seinu lahachem et such nigla le'emelch machem lachem lachem baruch hu v'gol l'miyad shnem rabbi yobaz b'tzeik 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 ki lo chametz ki gorshim b'tzeim v'lach l'isma v'gam tzeidu l'osu lehem. So again, that versus what he says in Mishnah Torah, matzah al shem shel nigla. So what he says in four words in Mishnah Torah, he says in, I'm not going to count them, around 30 words in the Nusach HaGadva. So why is it that he's so mekatzer in the Mishnah Torah and in the Nusach HaGadva, he's so ma'arich? So the Netziv suggests, so again, two questions. Question number one, why is it that in our Nusach HaGadva, we're ma'arich beyond what it says in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is so much more direct, so much more to the point. And why is it that the Rambam himself, the same author, changes from Mishnah Torah, where he's so mekatzer in four words, and in his Nusach HaGadah, he's so ma'arich? So he quotes from the Netziv that there's a big chilik between the Avodas HaSeder, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayam, and the Avodah of the Seder in the Zman of Galus. That Bizman HaBayis, the primary zikaron of Yitzias Mitzrayim, was about the Korban Pesach. The matzah and the maror were all tufel to the Korban Pesach, and that was the primary focus of the Seder. It all revolved around the Korban Pesach. Bizman HaGalus, the Korban Pesach is not the primary prop that we use at the Seder. In fact, we don't even have a Korban Pesach at the Seder. What becomes the primary prop we use at the Seder? The matzah. It's got to be the matzah, right? It's lechem oni, shonim alav tvarim harbe. The matzah is what it's all about. So the Mishnah, which is talking about bizman habayis, is very mekatzer about the matzah. It's, yeah, we have matzah, shom shnigla avaseinu. But bizman hagolus, when we're saying that nusach hagadah sha'omrim, bizman hagolus, when we're saying the nusach that you're supposed to say bizman hagolus, we really elaborate on the matzah. And now you understand the Rambam also. Because in the halachos, he writes what it says in the Mishnah. In Mishnah Torah, he reports that Mishnah Torah was written not only for zman hagolus, Mishnah Torah was written for zman hagula. That's why there's avoda and there's kabbalah, there's all these others, tumentara. Everything is covered in Mishnah Torah. It's because it's going about zman habayis. But in the Nusach HaGadah, the Rambam starts the Nusach HaGadah with the following words: Nusach HaGadah shenagu by Yisrael bizman hagolus kachu. He makes it very clear that when he's giving us a Nusach HaGadah, he's giving us a Nusach HaGadah of Zman HaGalus. So the matzah becomes the focal point, it's center stage. Now let's elaborate, though, on this chilik between the Nusach HaGadah, between the emphasis during Zman HaBayis and the emphasis during Zman HaGalus. And Rav Matzio explains as follows, that from Yetzias Mitzrayim, we derive many Yesodos of Emunah, the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do anything, Hashkachas Hashem over Am Yisrael, the Yesod of Nevuah, Koach HaTfilah, Schar V'Onesh. All of these are messages that we derive from the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we come, and that brings us to a sense of Hakaras HaTov, and Kabbalas HaMalach Shemayim, and Avodas Hashem. Like these are the Aleph Beis of what it means to be a Jew. These are the Aleph Beis of the Jewish experience. Bizman HaBayis, that's all we needed. But Bizman HaGalus, we need to learn and to be mechazek with one additional yesod that also emerges from Yetzias Mitzrayim that we didn't need to really focus on Bizman HaBayis. And that is that just like Hashem took us out from Galus to Geula then, so too Hashem will fulfill His promise and take us out from Galus to Geula again. That was not necessary during Zman HaBayis. All the other Yesodos were necessary, but that has to become a point of emphasis in the Zman HaGalus. And that's why Matzah takes center stage in the Zman HaGalus. With Bizman HaBayis, we were Shurim al Admasam, sitting B'Shalom u'B'Shalva, Smechem, enjoying the benefits of Gulas Mitzrayim. So we focus on Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is a Korban Toda. We're thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Gu'ulu, Ki'ilu a Korban Toda, where that we're thankful for the Gu'ula that we already had. Bizman HaGalus, the emphasis shifts. It's not about thankfulness for the Gu'ula that was, it's about Emuna in the Gu'ula that will be. And in order to have that emunah, we have to look at the matzah, because the matzah was something that happened when it is something that symbolizes how quickly and unexpectedly the geula can come. The Rambam in the Nusach HaGadah writes, Nusach HaGadah shenagu ba Yisrael bizman hagolus kachu, maschil al kol sheni va'omer. V'vihilu yatzanu mimitzrayim, halach ma'anya. First thing the Ram says in the Nusach HaGadah is how suddenly Yitzias Mitzrayim happened. Halach ma'anya, and then we right away point to the matzah. How sudden it was, how unexpected it was, and we right away point to the matzah. And the point is, in order to be mechazik, our emuna, that the geula can happen even when it seems so far away, even when every time you look it seems that Jews are being beaten up or assaulted, or holy places are being desecrated, and or even worse is happening, and it seems that we're so far away from geula. B'vihilu yatzanu mimitzrayim. It happened so quickly, and we right away point to the matzah. Look, it didn't even have time to rise. We weren't expecting this to happen. And that's what the Sforno writes in Parshas Miketz on Vayiritzuhu min habor, that they rushed him out of the bar, Yosef out of the bar. Says the Sforno, Vayiritzuhu min habor kiderech kol tshuas Hashem shenasis kamorega. That is the derech, that is how Hashem operates. That things happen suddenly. Ka'amro kikrova Yeshua silavo. That it's going to happen when it's unexpected, the Nabi Yeshayahu tells us. Ukamro luami shomeali kimatei ve'emachnia. V'kacha yinim Mitzrayim kamro kigorshim Mitzrayim. Kamram shalolispik b'tzeker shalavasein la'achmen. Says the Sforno on the pasuk about Yosef being rescued from the bar, just like Gulas Mitzrayim happens suddenly. And v'chein amar la'asid kamru pitom yovel ha'echalo ha'adon. So that's the way it's going to be in the future as well. So since the Yikar Avodas HaSeder B'zman HaGolos is to be mechazik the amuna in Tzipisu Yeshua, in looking forward, again, not retrospective, but prospective, so we understand why B'zman HaGolos we start with Halach Ma'anya, Diach Lavasan of Arad Mitzrayim, and we start with the matzah, because the matzah is the focal point of the Seder, because the matzah represents the suddenness with which it can happen. And then after the entire sipur of Yitzias Mitzrayim, where we mechazik the semuna in the geula and the sense of tzipisu Yeshua, we daven in the bracha of Asher Galanu. The bracha of Asher Galanu at the end of the Magid. Kein Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu yagi'enu l'moadim u'l'regalim acherim haboyim l'kraseinu l'shalom smeichim b'vininircha v'sasim b'avodasecha v'nochal sham min hazvachim min hapsachim v'chulei. Meaning the emphasis of the bracha is not just, oh, we just did a great mitzvah about Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. The emphasis of the bracha is, and therefore there will be a geula. This entire exercise was to lead us toward that bracha of future geula. Okay, that's probably his longest part in the so it's
Are you not supposed to view the issue as being like terrifying? Because sometimes you see some time took a while. There were Esther Makos, there was a process, like our geula now we see like our straw is like now ours, and now people view that as
right. So very often from like we see it. People see retrospectively in the long view that obviously the process got started a lot, but apparently that last step was still unexpected, despite all of the preparations in advance. People still weren't really expecting that last step to happen, and in that sense, it came somewhat suddenly. A quick part that he has called Dichmin Yesed Yechol. He quotes from the Vilna Gaon. That you see from here that what we're trying to highlight with Kol Dichmin Yesev Yechol is that one of the zechuyos that we need for geula is the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Rambam writes this in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. It's somewhat surprising. Normally we don't identify particular mitzvahs with what they're a segula for, meaning that if you do this mitzvah, then you get X, Y, or Z. Yeah, certainly. Tzedakah normally is associated in many places in Chazal as a segula for Ashirus, right? That's what it is. Says the Rambam, 10th paragraph of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Ve'ein Yisrael nig'olin ela b'tzedakah. Geula happens through tzedakah. Ram got it from Pasuk. Shneimer, Pasuk says in the first part of Yeshayo, Tzion v'mishpat yipada v'shvir b'tzedakah. That the geula is going to happen through tzedakah. So that's why we start the Seder with Kol Dichmin Yesev Yechol. That's probably also the basis for the minhag of Ma'ol Shechitin, that in order to properly prepare for Pesach, if it's going to be a Chag HaGeula, that there has to be some formalized tzedakah campaign in advance. I'm skipping the Varna Manashtana, and we're going straight to Avadim Ayinu. In Avadim Ayinu, the Haggadah tells us the Ilulo, it's okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu of Sim Mitzrayim, Harayanu Vanenu Vnevalin Meshubadim Ayinu Leparo B'Mitzrayim, that we would be Meshubad to Paro Mitzrayim. So all the Mefarshim explain based on the Arizal. I don't know if it appears before the Arizal. I don't think it's in, I'm not sure if it's in Chazal, someone I'm sure will correct me if I'm wrong, that it was so necessary that the Gula had to happen right then because we were on Memta Shari Tumma. And had we stayed a moment longer, then we would have been so shakua and tuma that we would have been lost forever, that we would have been beyond repair. So that we know, but it comes from the Arizal. So Beis Halevi and Parshas Bo, Rav Matzio quotes a Beis Halevi and Parshas Bo that says, that explains a little more detailed, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu in the Bris Bin Abisarim that Ve'achrei Kein Yetzu Berchush Gadol, but had we fallen to the 50th Sharatuma, we wouldn't have had any Roshim of Kedusha left, that we would have still Yarshined from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and therefore we would no longer be Zera Avraham. Meaning, yes, Hashem promised Avraham Avinu, your children will Achrei Kein Yetzu Berchush Gadol. We would no longer have been Avram's children, meaning that's what Nun Shari Tumu would do to us. We would no longer be the Zera Avram, and there would have been no place for that Haftacha to be Chal anymore, because there wouldn't be anyone who's called Zera Avram on whom to make that Haftacha happen. And that's why it was so important that it happened at that moment while we are still Zera Avram. And after that, since that was our matzav in the Zman HaGeula, it turns out that we have a new understanding in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Geula in with such speed, that it had to happen b'chipazon, that it had to happen so suddenly, because at first glance one could have understood the chipazon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen right away, so that we wouldn't stay in Golos one moment longer than we have to. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very cheshbon, we deserve X amount of punishment, and if it's a billion units of punishment and not a billion and one units of punishment, so Hashem had to take us out right then, so that we don't get more than the punishment that we deserve. That's the pashtus of why it had to be then, because Hashem was very cheshbon in terms of what we deserve. But based on this, the Beis Halevi says, no, the chipazon was much more fundamental, because without that chipazon, then we wouldn't have been Zera Avraham anymore. In order to maintain our identity as Zera Avraham, it was necessary. And that's what we find in the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Ches, that Shaul Rabbi Shua ben Levi Lelio, Emas Asi Mashiach. Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked Lelio, Sanhedrin Tzadi Ches Amrav, when is Mashiach going to come? Amalei Zil Shaili Lididei. He said, go ask him, Vehecha Yosef, where is he? Apischa Dekarta. How will I know if who's Elio? Yosef Beni Aniyeh, he's among the Aniyim, Vesavli Chalayim, and those who are Savli Chalayim, who are suffering from illnesses. Vekulan Sharu Vasiri Chad Zimna, Iu Sharichad, Vasir Chad Amar, Dilma Mavina Deloi Ake. That Mashiach might also need to take advantage of a very small window of time. That we understand that the Hanhag of Mashiach is that he has one shoe on, the Gemara describes. He's got one shoe on and he's waiting to put the other shoe on. Why does he have one shoe on? As if he's like lacing up, ready to go. Always. He's always lacing up, ready to go. Why? Because he can't be ma'akiv the gula afil the rega echad, even for just a moment. So pashtus is, like we said, pashtus is that we're only supposed to be in Golos for a billion units of time and not a billion and one units of time. But no, says the Brisker Rav, based on the Beis Halevi, based on what the Zayde said, that you understand very well, based on this Arizal, that no, that sometimes we might be in such a matzav that if Mashiach tarries for even just a second, we're going to lose that zuchus of geula that we need in order for it to happen. So that is ilu lo lozi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I was saying, Mitzrayim, Marayonu v'nei 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 v'shubadim ayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. Moving along, so the Haggadah goes on to say, "Ma'aseh Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, all the Gedolei Tanoim that were in Bnei Brak, and they were Mesaper B'Tzias Mitzrayim, Kolos Ha'Laylan, until the Talmidim told them, Higiyas Man Kriya Shema Shel Shachris." So says Rabbi Matzio Solomon, this is supposed to be a raya. The Balakadah brings this as a raya on two chidushim that we just highlighted, or that he just highlighted. Number one, that afilu kolanu chachamim, that even if we were all chachamim, we have to mitzvah lein l'safer, right? So we bring a story of great, great chachamim who undoubtedly were very well educated and still mitzvah l'safer. And number two, that kolamar b'l'safer, that you don't just do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to be marbel l'safer, because look what they did. They did it all night until the Talmidim had to wake them up. But Frecht the Velt, says Rav Tzion Salomon, the Velt asks Akasha, Makshim Ha'olam, that since Chazal tell us that the Chi of Sipur is only B'shal Shematzah Marv Menachem Lefanecha, so according to Shita Shablozim and Azariah, that the Chi of Pesach Matzah is only Yad Chatzos, that's how we paskin, right? We have to eat Afi Komen by Chatzos, we even try to finish, according to Ramah, we try to finish Dalet Kosos by Chatzos, we try to finish everything by Chatzos, and if the Chi of Sipur sees Mitzrayim is only B'shal Shematzah Marv Menachem Lefanecha, so then why is it that it goes past Chatzos? Why would they also be Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim ad HaBoker? A very, very fundamental question that every self-respecting commentary on the Haggadah deals with, right? Meaning it's a very fundamental question. So, says Rav Tzion, maybe we could explain this based on what the Tor writes in Siman Tav Pei Aleph. The Tor writes, U'minag pashutu shelo lishtos yayin. There's a minag not to drink wine after the Seder. U'pirish Rabbeinu Yonah tam leminag. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains why. Lufi shechayiv adam laso kalalayla bilchus haPesach b'tzias Mitzrayim ulesaper benisim mifalosh asak rishbaruch lavaseinu ad shetachtafenu sheina. That a person is supposed to remain engaged in hilchus Pesach, yitzias Mitzrayim, telling over the nisim until sleep overcomes him. V'mishti yishtaken. But if you drink more wine, you're going to get drunk and you're going to fall asleep. And the Tosefta says, "Chayavadim lasuk bilchus pesach b'tzias Mitzrayim kol alayla v'zeu shashaninu ma'isa b'Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yeshua she'masar b'tzias Mitzrayim kol alayla." So says the Torah. That's what the Haggadah tells us. Meaning, the fact that they were also in secret Mitzrayim all night was a kiyum of the din that is taught in the Tosefta, that we're supposed to be engaged ad shetachtafenu sheina. But the Tosefta requires explanation. What is this inyan ad shetachtafenu sheina, that you're supposed to be engaged until you fall asleep, that we're supposed to be involved in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? And furthermore, the Abar Benel in his Haggadah points out, he says, Masha nisker mechach meisol sheim yisab mitzias Mitzrayim kol salayla kasha, why would they deprive themselves of sleep? After all, doesn't the Torah tell us, this is Inui Nefesh, they're withholding sleep from themselves. How are they allowed to do this? So first of all, why did they do this? It doesn't seem to be a kiyum in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is b'shar shematzah mar menachem lefanecha. Second of all, how are they even allowed to do this? So the yesod is, says the Abar Benel, V'nira l'fishal layla azel lel shimur mul Hashem v'liyisrael lo ha'yishen klal bosavay l'kshiyas Mitzrayim. On that night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim, we didn't sleep that night, because the first half of the night we were involved in the Pesach and the Matzos and the Meron, you know, and the Mor, the way Hashem commanded. And the last part of the night we had to pack up, we were ready to go, so we didn't sleep all night long. It's like the last night of camp, right? We didn't sleep all night long. We stayed up all night. We were packing and we were getting ready to go. And because we have a chiyuv, laharos esatzmu kiilu hu yatzam in Mitzrayim, so that's why these kadosh elyon, these tanoim, were trying to reenact in the first half of the night, matzah, maror, pesach, b'shar shematzah, mar menachem lefanecha, telling the sipur yetzias Mitzrayim, and then the rest of the night, they were chayav adam laharos esatzmu kiilu hu yatzah. They were doing what our forefathers did. So now you understand the Tosefta very well, that there's an inyan to be mesaper b'tzias Mitzrayim kol alayla, not mitzad l'chiyuv of matzah, mitzad l'chiyuv of pesach, no, separate chiyuv. Ki ilu hu yatzim Mitzrayim, you have to laharos esatzim, ki ilu hu yatzim Mitzrayim. And just like they were up all night, we have to be up all night. And that's exactly what the Chum were doing. That's part of Kalamarbe Lesaper. This is a separate chiyuv from Vigat de Levincha. Vigat de Levincha is Lechemoni, Lechem Shonam, Lechdar, and Harbe. That's the mitzvah salayla. That's for the first half of the night. The second half of the night, we're reenacting the inability to sleep because we're so excited to go and we're getting ready to go. So we engage in further Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and further Haggadahs, Nisim, and Neflos, but that's already past the point of the Igadta Levincha. That's why it's not a violation of the Samachta Bechagecha Adarab. It's part of the Chovas Hayom. It's part of what one is supposed to do. So anything Pesach related at that point, I think Rabbi Shai Shachter told me that his father's minhag is that he opens up Maseches Pesachim and he starts with the fifth parak. He takes Tamei Nishchat and he just learns all the prakim about the Karban Pesach. Meaning learning about Lach, so the Karban Pesach. It's not really Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim at that point, but we're engaged in the Pesach experience throughout the entire night. Until he falls asleep, he does that. I don't know how far he gets, but I don't know how quickly Rav Shachter goes through the sugyas, nor do I know if he starts with Daf Nun Ches every year, or he just picks up the next year from where he left off the last year. But that's what a person is supposed to do. Then the Haggadah records this machlokes between Rav Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim, right? I'm Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rei nikven shemushan elos zechisish tamin tzeis mushan belelos ad shedrosha ben zomish shemul mantiskos yom tzeis kumir tzaim kol yimei chayecha yamim kol yimei chayecha alelos. Chachamim omrim yimei chayecha mazeh kol yimei chayecha lahavi limos mashiach. Now in the lashon of ben zom it says yimei chayecha yam kol yimei chayecha alelos. It doesn't say kol yimecha yecha lahavi halelos. Whereas by the chachamim kol yimecha yecha lahavi limos haMashiach. So why did the lashon change? A very simple language question in the Haggadah. Again, by Ben Zom it says kol yimecha yecha halelos. Okay, and then come along the chachamim kol yimecha yecha lahavi limos haMashiach. Why is that lahavi and this is just halelos? So they quote from the Brisker Rav that the chilik is because Ben Zoma is darshaning a new mitzvah, that Belaila, there's a mitzvah to do Zechir Stias Mitzrayim. It's not an addition to the mitzvah that applies during the day. It's a brand new mitzvah, a mitzvah that applies Belaila. As opposed to the Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, it's not a new mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah, Zechir Stias Mitzrayim, that always applied, is just extending through Yemos HaMashiach, that there's no end time to that mitzvah, that mitzvah continues. So I say Lahavi means to tell you that same mitzvah we're extending past Yemos HaMashiach. Whereas, according to Ben Zomba, it's not the same mitzvah that's extending past, it's a new mitzvah, and that's why, according to Ben Zomba, the Brisker Rav says, Kol Yimecheyecha Halelos. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos, has a different answer than the Brisker Rav. One of my big joys in learning Mishnah Yomi, which I started recently, is the ability to learn Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos. It's almost like that the Mishnayos would be worth it even if for nothing else, other than it's a hechitimtza to learn Rabbi Kiva Eger's comment on the Mishnah. It's one of Rabbi Kiva Eger's best. I mean, all of his friends are great, obviously, is Rabbi Kiva Eger, but a lot of people have no entry point to Rabbi Kiva Eger's comments on the Mishnahs because they never learn Mishnahs. So in the standard Yochanan Bo's Mishnahs, Rabbi Kiva Eger's comments are printed on the side. Very, very fascinating stuff. So Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnahs, he explains a little differently. The Gemara Brachos stuff, Yud Beis, tells us, Amalim ben Zoma l'chamim, ben Zoma challenges l'chamim, v'chi maskirin tzias Mitzrayim, halok var nemar, hine yom bom num Hashem, lo yomru od chay Hashem asher ala espinei sol Mitzrayim, kim chay Hashem asher ala v'sher evi zer bi sol mir tzvonu, mikol ha-ratzos, asher evdakim sham. Ben Zoma says, what? Lo asa dava, we're still going to be talking about tzias Mitzrayim? It's not what the Navi says. The Navi says that we're no longer going to say Chai Hashem that took us out of Mitzrayim. We're only going to talk about how Hashem did kibbutz galios and Hashem brought us from everywhere else. We're going to talk about the Gula Asida when that comes. Amr lo, the Chum said, lo shteach yitzias Mitzrayim mimakoma, ela shteach shibud malchios ikir yitzias Mitzrayim tfeilelo. Not that yitzias Mitzrayim is no longer going to be recognized, it's just that it's no longer going to be the primary focus. It's no longer going to be the focal point of our attention. Says Rabbi Kivega, based on that, v'had lo kamar b'kitzer, kol yimecheyach limos ha-mashiach, kimo de kamar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, kol yimecheyach ha-lelos. Why is it that by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah it's kol yimecheyach ha-lelos, and yet with the chum it's lahavi limos ha-mashiach, yesh lomer didiek b'lashon lahavi, lomer dimos ha-mashiach eino b'zeh ha-olam, eino b'zeh kimo ha-olam ha-zeh. Ki oz lo yaskar sisim shayim ikar el tfeila l'shibu malchios, kadisim b'raisim b'zos yom tov kan. He says the word lahavi implies secondary. So the Havi li Yimosa Mashiach, that the Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim in Yimosa Mashiach is gonna be a different type of Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim, because in Yimosa Mashiach it's gonna be incorporated into the much larger picture of the Gula Asita. And that's why it's Lahavi Limosam Shiach, as opposed to Bizman Azeh, where we don't yet have the Gula Asita to celebrate. So then it's Halelos. Then it's not Lahavi. It's just what it is. It's just the Lelos themselves. So essentially, by saying the word Lahavi, they're being merames to Ben Zoma, their answer to his challenge. Right, meaning Ben Zoma challenged them. What do you mean? I thought there's not going to be any discussion of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Las Adavam. So, by incorporating the word Lahavi in their initial drasha, they're already preempting. They're already answering that challenge of Ben Zoma that there will be. It will just be Lahavi. It will be secondary. Okay. Then we move on to the Dalet Bavim, right? Kenegad Arba Bavim Divrei Torah. So Chacham Mahu Omer. And we tell the main maftir nachar pesach habikom. So the simple explanation is that the chacham wants to know all the halachos of the night of the seder. So we tell him all the halachos up until the very last one. Ein maftir nachar pesach habikom, which is, you know, you teach him like Rav Khan once gave a fiery Musar Shmuz in our base medrash when I was a bacher here, and he said, and he was talking about how we have to strive to be talmidei chacham. And he said, when your child comes to you and he asks you, can you teach me a Mishnah? You're going to tell him, I can teach you the first one, and I can teach you the last one, and I can teach you every one in between. So this is what we're saying, that you tell the Chacham all the way until Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Avikom, and I can teach you all the way until Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Avikom, and I'm going to teach you every last halacha. But it could be, says Rav Matzyahu, that this question and answer has something a little bit deeper going on that teaches us about the nature of mitzvot that are done zeichu Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ben HaChacham wants to know, why do we need so many mitzvot that all point to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Couldn't we just have one zikaron for Yetzias Mitzrayim? And therefore we answer him ki hilchos ha-pesach, with the kaf hadimyon, that just like we find in hilchos ha-pesach, that ein maftir nachar pesach afikomen. And why is it that ein maftir nachar pesach afikomen? Why is it that we don't eat after the pesach? Because we want sheyishar tam pesach b'piv. We want that we should still retain the taste of the korban pesach. And the purpose is the roshem of the lel haseder should stay with us. That on that night we're learning foundations of emunah, and we want that to stay with us for a long, long time. And that's the same reason we have so many mitzvot of Zeichu Yetzias Mitzrayim. We teach him ki hilchos ha-pesach, ein maftir nachar ha-pesach ha-vikom. You want to know, why do I have so many mitzvot of Zeichu Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's for the very same reason that there's a halach in hilchos pesach called ein maftir nachar ha-pesach ha-vikom. That if we don't want this to just be a moment of inspiration, but we want it to be something that's going to stick with you after the Seder, there have to be a lot of touch points. There have to be a lot of different points in time where you're constantly bringing this to mind. And it's pretty much explicit in the Sefer HaChinuch this way. Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Tazayim, on the mitzvah not to break a bone of the Korban Pesach, V'al tachshov b'ni litfos al dvarei v'lomar, V'loma ze yitzava osanu Hashem Yisbarach lasos kol eila lizikaron osanes. Sefer HaChinuch asks this kasha that the Ben HaChacham is asking. Why do I need all of these mitzvahs for this one miracle? Halo b'zikaron echad yala adav machshav v'seinu v'lo yishkach mipi zareinu. With one mitzvah, you could I'll get the same point. Ki lo michach matit b'seini al zeh. Says Sefer HaChinuch, talking to his son, he wrote the book for his son, this is not a wise question. It's childish to ask such a question. Let me teach you, says Zevra Chinuch, of a basic foundation of how Torah mitzvos works. Da, ki ha'adam, and this is probably the most famous phrase in all of Zevra Chinuch, ki ha'adam nifal lefi pu'ulosav. A person is what he does. When you behave in certain ways, those behaviors impact who you are. V'libo v'kol makshavosav tamer achar maisa shuosav behem im tov v'im ra. He talks about this in so many places. Va'afilu rasha gamer b'levavo v'chol yetzer machshavo sibo rak alayom. You could be the biggest rasha, the biggest bal taiva, have such a yetzer hara. Im yaru rucha v'yasim shtadlus avasko ba'asmada b'torah mitzvos. But if what you do is Torah mitzvos, meaning essentially this is what they say in English, fake it till you make it. You could be the biggest rasha, have the biggest taivas. Just do the right things. Just keep doing them. Keep doing them. Even if you're not doing them l'shma, miyad you're not el atov. You'll be pushed toward the good. Ubekach ma'isav yamas hayetzara. Your actions will kill the yetzara. Ki acharei hapu'ulos nimshachim alevavos. And on the flip side, a person could be the most edel, sweet, sincere, kind, good person. Chavitz b'Torah mitzvos, want to learn. But if instead he just wastes his time with silliness and doesn't engage in meaningful activity.
It's not going to be long till the person becomes a Rasha Gamur. And therefore, when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the same is true, that it's not enough to have one mitzvah as a Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have many mitzvahs as a Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim because it's Yisod HaEmunah. And if Yisod HaEmunah is going to stick with us, if it's going to be an Eim Achdir Nachar Pesach Afikomen, it's going to be something that stays in our mouth, it has to be something that's repeated, that we're constantly repeating these Yisodos in Emunah. Then we move on to the Rasha. Rasha Ma'u Omer. So the shaila that the Rasha asks in Parshas Bo, "V'ha'yu ki yomer aleichem b'neichem ma'avod azosachem amartim zevach pesach l'Hashem Hashem pesach al batim b'nisrael b'mitzrayim b'nafas b'mitzrayim v'espateinu mitzil v'yikodam eishtachem." So Rashi writes over there on the answer to the Ben HaRasha, "V'yikodam al besuras ha'gu'ula ubias ha'aretz ubesuras ha'banim shiyulahem." So fascinating. On the pasuk about the Ben HaRasha, Rashi says, "Great news! You're going to have children one day." Like, you know, imagine a brand new parent, you know, their first child. You have so many hopes and dreams and, you know, everything for what the child is going to be, and he's going to be a tzaddik, and he's going to be a shortstop for the Yankees, and he's going to, whatever, you know, whatever people's dreams are for their children. And then, like, you see, like, your neighbor's kid, who's, like, a few years out already, and, like, and he's a bovan, and he's a chayra, and he's, like, you know, I'm like, kids, you know? That's the time you're talking about the Rasha. That's where Hashem is going to say, that's where Rashi comments, Al Besuras Habanim Sheyulahem. We're talking about a Ben HaRasha. We're being told that there's going to be a Ben HaRasha who challenges everything, who goes against everything that we stand for, and that's the Besuras Habanim. It's a Pella that we're giving Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this Besura Tova, a Hodah for the Ben HaRasha. So Matzio suggests, Baruch Shalas and Tov Lama Yisrael Baruch Hu K'negadal Banim Dibra Torah. We're being molded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was megala in the Torah how to deal with every type of child. That it's not that the Torah tells us, you know, deal with the tzaddikim, those are the ones that you're going to build through, and ignore the rest. The Torah gives hadracha on how to deal even with a Rasha. That he shouldn't remain a Rasha. That he should learn the MS and he should become a tzaddik. And when the Baal HaGadol says Afatahaka Yeshinav, it's not to be marchikim to make sure that he disappears. The kavana is, in some way, that's what he needs at certain points in order to be mechanichim, and it's going to be ma'orim to do tshuva. And that's the Besura Tova. The Besura Tova is we don't know what our children are going to be like. No one knows for sure exactly what their kids are going to be like. Right? There's like kids. I always tell parents. There's a thing about children. They're bali bechira. They get to choose how they live their life, as we, you know, as adults are. We're all bali b'chira. That's one of the great gifts that Hashem gave us, which means that you can't form a child the way you wanted it. He'll make his own choices in life, and he'll have different netios and different taivos and different hobbies and different things that he enjoys doing. Because people are people. The great bracha is that we have a Torah Kedosha that tells us how to deal with each of the children, that gives us hadracha on how to deal with every kind of child. I was once talking to a mechanech many years ago
I'm trying to not give too much away about who the Mechanech is, because it would be Lashon Hara, but essentially he was a Mechanech at the high school level, and I wasn't the one that asked him this question, but someone in our group asked him, would you change about the way elementary schools do things in order to prepare kids for success in high school, you know, in the Masifta level? So he said, it doesn't really matter. A shvacha kid is a shvacha kid, and a good kid is a good kid. And I was like, oh my gosh, you probably should not have gone into chinuch. You know, like, that's an awful thing to say. I mean, we don't believe that. We believe that the Torah has what to say to the Ben Achacham and the Kam and the Enyodelishal and the Rosh, everybody. The Torah has what to say, and we have to work with every kind of child, and that's a besura tova. It's a besura tova that we have the ability to work with all different types of children. And then in the in our soliloquy or our forceful statement to the Rasha, we say, "Bavur za'as Hashem li, leave lo lo ilu ha'yasham lo ha'yinida." That if he would have been there, he wouldn't have experienced geula. So what this means is that the pasuk starts with Lashon Bavur Zeh. So Rashi says, Bavur Shakayim Mitzvosa. So we're saying to him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Geula only to those who are ready to do his mitzvos. So if you're being Motzi Atzim Chom in a cloud, and you're saying that you're not prepared to do his mitzvos, then Ilu Yisa Shav Lo Yenigal. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim to perform the mitzvos. So if you're saying that you're not interested in these mitzvos, then you would not have been nigal. And Rav Matzio says this is the Yisod Gadol of Chinuch Habanim, that, and this is something that, like, I think people confuse. You know, Hashem loves you, right? We all agree, right? Hashem loves you. Big debate in Mishpacha magazine a few years ago. Does Hashem really always love you? Does Hashem? Hashem loves you, right? I'm on team of Moshe Warren and Ramis, right? Hashem always loves you. But what does that mean exactly? That Hashem always loves you? Does that mean there's no expectation of you? Does that mean there's no such thing as schar va'onesh? Of course not. Hashem loves you, but even and because he loves you, all he wants is lehetiv imanu. All he wants is to do good with us. But the doing good with us is b'tanai. Even if the love is not al-tanai, lehetiv imanu is al-tanai. Lehetiv imanu is only al-tanai, that you do the mitzvos, that you do the ratzon Hashem. And adraba, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's yesh din v'yesh dayan. There's a midas hamishpat. Hashem punishes over Eretzona. And that's what the Baal HaGadah is telling us. The Gulas Mitzrayim was so that we will be loyal to Hashem and perform His mitzvahs. And ilu ha'yisa sham lo ha'yinigal. You would not have experienced the hatavas Hashem if you would not have been willing to commit to asiyas ha'mitzvahs. So Yisod in Amunah and Yisod in Chinuch. Of course Hashem loves it, and that's why Hashem only wants to do good for us. But it does come with the Tanai that we're supposed to try to do the mitzvahs. Then it moves on to Sheini Yodei Elishol. So Sheini Yodei Elishol at Psachlo. Shnemar v'gantel v'nchalema b'vor za'as Hashem li v'tzeisi mimitzrayim. It's fascinating. That's the pasuk in the Torah that said to the Ben Arasha. So he starts with two questions. First of all, why do we give the Eni Yodei Elishol the same answer that the Torah says to give to the Rasha? And also, V'gata Levincha Leymar, what would have been lost if it would have just said V'gata Levincha Bavor Zahas Hashem Li V'tzeis Min Mitzrayim? Or is it V'gata Levincha Leymar Bavor Zahas Hashem Li V'tzeis Min Mitzrayim? So he quotes Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein in the Psicha to Levush Mordechai in Baba Kama. Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein writes that it could be that the Baal HaGadah is appreciating the predicament that the She'ini Yodei Elishol is in. She'ini Yodei Elishol is the kind of kid or the kind of person that he hears for the first time someone asks some challenging question in Emunah, and he thinks to himself, I don't have an answer to that question, and therefore it must be that there is no answer to that question, and he's totally enticed to the other side. Meaning he encounters a Rasha. The Rasha just spoke. The Rasha challenged everything. Eni Yodei Elishol, what does it mean? Who's he, Eni Yodei Elishol? He doesn't know how to go to a Chacham who's well-versed in Hashkafas HaTorah, who's well-versed in how to deal in Dama LaHashiv, and to bring up those questions with the Talmud Chacham. So he doesn't know how to do it. He's Eni Yodei Elishol. He doesn't, because he thinks, he just stops at that level, where in his mind, if he doesn't come up with an answer in his mind, then there is no answer. So we tell the Enyo de Elishal, we give him the tools to answer. We give him the tools to be able to, we find him and we say, look, we need to teach you some basics in Emunah, some basics in Hashkafa. And we give him the answer to the Ben HaRosh's question, because that's what's bothering the Sheni Yodei Elishal. He doesn't present as a Rasha, but when he hears the Rasha's question, that's what bothers him. And he doesn't want to be rebellious, but he doesn't know any answers. So we tell him the answer to the Ben HaRosh. Lamor, so that when you hear these questions, you will, Lamor always means Lamor Lachem. So you'll be able to share it with other people. You'll be able to respond next time you're challenged with something like this. That you shouldn't feel stifled and you shouldn't feel frozen because you don't have an answer to such questions. Maybe time for one more. Baruch Shomer after Chaso Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Esaketz Lassos Kama Shomer Lavram Avinu Briskin Ebsarim. Pasha Pshad is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Esaketz means that the Chishev Esaketz, that Hashem figured out how Gulas Mitzrayim was going to happen. That promised, at Briskin Ebsarim to take us out of Gulas Mitzrayim. However, the Shibalei Aleket quotes from his brother, Pirush Achi Rabin Yamin, Shezeh Shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Esaketz Lo Kai Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ela aguula achrona kai. Chishev esaketz means that Hashem was mechashev how the guula achrona is going to happen. That at the time of the Bris Milah of Sarm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Avraham Avinu not just that there's going to be a galus Mitzrayim, but that there are going to be many other galuyos and how the guula is going to work out from each of those galuyos. Baruch Shomer Haftachas Shel Yisrael. Baruch Shomer Haftachas Shel Yisrael is that haftacha. It's not, again, this is part of the theme that Rav Matzio always comes back to. It's not only the Haftacha about Gulas Mitzrayim, because we're not thinking retrospectively. We're thinking about prospectively also. Baruch Hu, because Hashem is Mechashiv Saketz Tamid, and he's always looking, when is that Ketz going to happen? He told Avraham Avinu Yodeh Teda, Be'eretz Lo Lahem, that's Bavel. Ve'avadum, that's Madai. Ve'inu Osam, that's Yavan. Ve'gamas Hagoya She'yavodu Don Anochi, that's Edom. And then the promise of the ultimate Geula, all of this is darshaned in Bereshit Rabbah, that it refers to all of these different galuyos. And he has a lot more to say, but we're sort of out of time over here. So, okay, have a great day, everybody. Tomorrow, what should we do tomorrow? The topic? What? Halachos? Which halachos do you want to do? Seder halachos? Other halachos? Did you do Seder? I don't remember what we did already. You got Shkafa, Halacha, Halacha, definitely Halacha. Okay. Anyone like maybe post questions into the chat so I could know which Halachas to focus on? I'm supposed to give a shiur to women tomorrow night on the topic of Pesach hacks in the kitchen. I don't know if it's like recipes. I'm not sure exactly what they're looking for. But, I don't know. So the more direction you can give me, the better off we'll be. So tomorrow will probably be the last year of this manor. Wednesday is going to be Bechina Day. Everyone, wherever you may be, Bashar Rusham should take the Bechina on Wednesday. Whether you know it, you don't know it, it's better than not taking it. So take it. Don't worry. Only Brad Spiegel is going to look at that. Look at the Bechina. I'm not going to look at that.
Don't count on the Bechina. It's still working on Bishkek.